Hello friends, welcome to Horny Hearts AMI, Ask Me Anything. I'm sorry it took a while to get to actually answering all your questions, of which I received a surprising amount actually. I wasn't sure I would get any, but I actually received quite a lot. Anyway, it took a while, and here we are at last. Before I get to actually answering the questions, I should mention a couple of things. One, I'm recording this using another sort of setup from what I usually use to record my audio. So I'm actually using the microphone and the equipment that I usually record my singing on, and the microphone probably picks up some traffic and other noises from outside, but I'm going to have to leave the window open because it's gotten rather, I would call it hot. Depending on where you live in the world, you may not find 27 degrees inside my room to be very hot, but at any rate it's 23 outside, so I'm leaving the window open. Second thing I should mention is that, as you can hear, obviously my accent is a bit different from the one I use to record my audios. The thing is that in my audios I try to adopt a sort of RP sounding British accent, standard accent, to make my audios as accessible as possible to anyone who might be inclined to have a listen. But in order to be able to speak more freely for this AMA, I thought I should use the accent that I usually use when I speak English. I've never really made any secret of the fact that I'm not a native English speaker, and I'm not trying to pretend to be English or anything, but this is, over the years, the accent that I've adopted, so to speak. So this is the one I'll be using. Well, with no further ado, let's get to your questions. A lot of you have sent in questions anonymously, and that's obviously quite fine. But you're just going to have to be listening to your questions to find them. I'm going to try to answer all the questions I've got. Some of you have also asked the same or similar questions, so I'll be grouping them together. The first question is from Eraser, who asks, how are you doing? Well, thanks, not too shabby at the moment. There are challenges. The pandemic has been challenging. It's also made some other challenges in my life a bit more challenging. But all in all, I'm not doing too badly right now, I don't think. I'm relatively content. Things could always be better, you know, and they probably will. And at some point, things will be worse. But yeah, I'm not doing too badly. Um, A couple of anonymous users have asked me about my age. One says, how old are you? Another says, around how old are you now? You don't have to give your exact age, just say whether you're in your 30s, 40s, etc. Actually, I've always been sort of reluctant to talk too much about my age. It's not because I'm ashamed of my age or anything. It's more that I don't want to take anything away from anyone's imagination when they listen to my audios. How they picture me, what I might look like, my age, how I move. You obviously know my voice. I'm not too young. I'm not too old either, I don't think. I think I'll have to leave it at that. I have a few questions about food next. And those are actually rather difficult because I must confess that I'm not too into food. I mean, obviously I eat, obviously I like food, but it's not, food has never been a big passion of mine. You know, there are those who sort of live to eat, and then there are those who eat to live, and I must confess that I'm probably in the latter category. So there we have it, but I'll try. An anonymous user asks me about my favorite food. I'm a bit of a sweet tooth, so I'm going to be going with pancakes. You know, the crepe type with jam and sugar and sour cream and all kinds of sweet stuff on them. That I like a lot. Rather simple food, rather brown food, but I like it. I'm also very fond of rice porridge. And I like the chicken tikka masala from my local Indian restaurant a lot. That's delicious. I like pasta dishes. I like pizza. I like burgers. Vegetarian burgers, because I'm a vegetarian. An ovo-lacto-vegetarian, which means that I do eat and drink dairy products and egg-based products, but I don't eat anything where you have to kill the animal to get the food. I make an occasional exception when vegetarian food is hard to come by. And I do eat a little bit of chicken. That's ethically not any better and probably a lot worse than eating many other kinds of animal food. But the poor chickens are the ones who have to suffer for me to get food. So Sarah asks me, can you cook? Yes, I can. I'm probably not very good. I'm not awful either, but I do need a recipe most of the time to be able to do it properly. I can't make something up and just put something together and have it turn out exciting in any way at all. But when I do have a recipe and the proper ingredients and the necessary time. I don't, the things I cook aren't disasters. I'm much more fond of baking. That's a, I wouldn't call it a passion, but I like that a lot. Made my own sourdough starter, what was it, a year and a half or so ago, that I've managed to keep alive. And I bake quite a few sourdough breads nowadays. I'm getting sort of good-ish at that. That's exciting to actually bake bread without any yeast at all. That's fun. And I also bake cakes and cookies and stuff occasionally. I find that a lot more fun than making dinners. It's got probably a bit to do with my sweet tooth tendencies again, especially the cakes and that. But I definitely also like bread that isn't sweet. So Sarah also asks, if so, what's your favourite food you make? So I'd have to say baking, but I'm also, there's one little dish that I'm able to do without a recipe, and that's my own special variant of scrambled eggs. And scrambled eggs obviously sounds like a very simple dish to make, and I guess it is, but mine is a little bit special. I'm not going to give away any secrets, but if you ever meet me, I'll make you some of Art's famous scrambled eggs. Also, says Sarah, you mentioned in one of your previous audios something about a cheese pie. What is that? Is that a real thing? Is it a proper meal or is it a dessert? I don't remember the audio in question and wherever I may have mentioned cheese pie. But yeah, that's a thing. It's a pie or a tart, I suppose, which is defined on Wikipedia as a baked dish consisting of a filling over a pastry base with an open top not covered with pastry. So it's a tart. The cheese pie that I was probably referring to is a savoury type of pie. So it's a proper meal. It's not a dessert. It's not sweet. But it's very good. I can recommend it. An anonymous user who's entered a pizza slice emoticon as the nickname asks, what's your favourite pizza topping? Well, since I'm vegetarian, I like vegetarian pizzas. And I'm open for most things. Whatever you like to put on there, I'm at least willing to try. And I usually like it. But one thing I must admit that I struggle a bit with, and I'm sorry for you people out there who I know love it, but it's olives. I'm afraid olives don't quite agree with me. And so that's always a bit of a nuisance. And when I get pizza with olives on them, I have no choice but to pick them out. I'm willing to try almost anything else, but not olives, please. But yes, vegetarian pizzas in general, very nice. Red pizza, white pizza. Unicorn asks, favorite pack of gum? I don't know, really. I'm actually rather fond of chewing gum. Probably a bit too fond, because when I do get a pack, it usually doesn't last long. But I like most. There are a few chewing gums I've come across that I don't like. Maybe if you get, you know, salty licorice kind of chewing gum, no, I'll probably take that as well. Yeah, just keep them coming. I'll try them all, and I'll probably like most of them. So, not too picky when it comes to chewing gum, at least. Another anonymous user who's entered as the nickname and emoticon of what looks like a little stack of pancakes asks, do you like to read? If so, what's your favorite book? I do, I love to read. I've always read a lot. Whether it's fact or fiction or what type of book it is doesn't really matter much as long as it interests me. I love to read biographies of musicians and groups I like, for example, and I've always had a particular love for comic books. Obviously, as everyone should know by now, comic books are not only for children, but I don't mind, you know, funny animal comics of the old type either. Doesn't have to be serious. If I need to pick one favorite book of all the billions of books in the world, that would probably have to be The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. And if I could pick the full trilogy in five parts collected in one book, that would be nice. Same user goes on to ask, do you have any pets? No, I don't. Not at present. I hope to get a cat again someday. And do you have any tattoos? No, I don't have any tattoos either. I've played around with the idea on different occasions, but I can't really think of anything that I know I would want to keep permanently inked into my skin for the rest of my life. So I haven't done that, and I probably won't. Anon asks, what's your dream vacation? I can't escape the thought of vacation on a Greek island somewhere with beaches, preferably a pool as well, lots of cold beer, long swims, lazing on the beach together, long walks in the evening when it's gotten a little bit chillier, wonderful conversations over dinner and on the balcony far into the evening, and lots of cuddling. That sounds pretty much like paradise to me. Yet another anonymous user asks, hi heart, what qualities do you look for in a woman / partner? I don't really have much in the way of specific requirements. Some shared interests would obviously be nice, but also some interests that are not necessarily shared, so I could learn something new. I think we'd have to have sort of compatible values and ethics not agree on everything necessarily, but sort of the same kind of value system. Beyond that, I have learned that it's very important to have a compatible sex drive, because I've tried the opposite, and that's not something that I can recommend to anyone. Beyond that, it's just a matter of chemistry, really. Hopefully from both sides. Sai Music goes on to ask, what are some of your favourite books and movies? Well, I've talked a bit about books already. I'm not a big movie buff. You'd probably disagree if you saw my DVD and Blu-ray collection, but there are many bigger movie buffs than me. Like with books, it doesn't really matter what kind it is, whether it's a serious movie or just entertainment. Well, of course, I do have some favourites. I love superhero films, which has a lot to do with my having read a lot of superhero comics through my life. And other similar kinds of action-adventure movies like Star Wars, for example. I absolutely love the Monty Python movies. I like Tarantino's stuff. And a couple of the best movies that I've ever seen are Amadeus and Gandhi. Next question from the same user. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for someone and that someone's done for you? That's actually a rather difficult question. Whether it's little gestures or big things. I love romantic stuff. But as I learned when I tried to think about this question, I'm obviously not very good at keeping track of stuff like that. I think the most romantic thing I've ever done for someone is probably to move to a different country for them. What's the most romantic thing someone's ever done for me? I think the romantic things that I appreciate most of all are things that a partner and I do together with and to each other. Experiences we share and memories we make together. I'm sorry to not be able to give a better answer to that question, but I'll try to keep track from now on. At this point in the AMA, I should mention that it's actually a few days later. I did manage to get through all the questions in one go, and then I was delayed for a few days until I could continue now. In the meantime, it's gotten, I wouldn't say chillier, but it's not quite as hot outside and inside anymore, so I've actually gone to the extreme step of closing the window. So hopefully there shouldn't be as much background noise as there was for the first part. Moving on to your questions, we're now entering somewhat more naughty territory. User 212 asks, do you listen to Not Safe for Work audios? Yes, I do. I don't listen to as many these days as I did in the beginning a couple of years ago, but I absolutely still listen to Not Safe for Work audios. The subheading of Gone Wild Audio is, I believe, for those aroused by sound, and I can definitely be counted among those. I love the sound of sex. I love the noises that people make in the midst of sexual excitement and pleasure. It's sort of like music, it goes right to my spine. So I'm probably going to keep listening to erotic audio for as long as I can foresee. Horny Babes is something I appreciate, but it's also the nickname of the person who's asked the question, what's your favorite audio? I have heard many exceptional audios over these past couple of years. Well, there's one that I listened to fairly early on that's sort of stuck with me, and it's called 7 Minutes in Heaven with 7 GWA Ladies. It's got the tags Stereo Masturbation Collab, Less Talk More Moans, Gasps, Whimpers, Groans, Screaming, Coming Together, Coming Down Together, Giggles, and it's 7 minutes and 43 seconds long, and it's a masterpiece. It's still up there. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have mentioned it. So go ahead and search for it and see what you think. Of course, if you want to listen to 7 GWA Ladies making a lot of noise, then you should. Anonymous asks, do you have any favorite audio performers? I have several favorite audio performers, but I'm not sure whether I ought to mention anyone. One of the reasons is that I'm not absolutely sure whether all of them would want to be mentioned, so I'm not going to take the chance. Another is that there are so many fantastic performers and so many hot audios out there that it would feel unfair to hold up a few and neglect mentioning all the others who deserve to be mentioned. So I can only recommend you to find your own favorites. Give the performers the attention that they deserve for putting themselves out there and making all this hot content. And if you listen to an audio you like, please consider posting a comment or sending the performer a message to let them know you enjoyed it, because that feedback is so important. Just one comment can make your day. The same user also asks, how old were you when you had sex for the first time? I was actually somewhat old as far as sexual debuts go. I was around 20. That wasn't because I had held myself back or I didn't want to have sex before I was 20. It was merely because of lack of opportunities. Being an introvert, and this was probably even worse during my late teens, it's sort of hard to check up people and make that connection that you need to suddenly find yourself engaged in sexual activity together. So even while my hormones were raging, I never found myself in a situation where I had the opportunity to have sex until I was 20. I had started college and was probably getting a little bit more outgoing. And one evening, it finally happened. And I don't expect anyone's first time to be perfect. But what I can say is that it was still pretty good. I did find out that sex did in fact feel even better than I had ever imagined. And I had definitely imagined a lot. I was hooked right away. The intimacy alone, the physical intimacy of lovemaking, is absolutely unparalleled by anything. So, more sex, please. Another anonymous user asks, you must have gotten this question before, but how did you get into recording erotic audio? I'm going to lump this question in with the one from the remarkable performer and scriptwriter Nia Neko, who asks, how did you find the erotic audio community? What helped you decide to start posting? I discovered GWA purely by chance. I was reading an article, and I don't remember how I came across it, but I was reading an article about erotic audio. If you wanted to listen to porn rather than watch porn, where could you go? And GWA was the second source of such material mentioned in the article. It seemed to be the most interesting. I had never frequented Reddit before, but I had a look, and then I had a listen, and then I was pretty much hooked. And I think it took maybe a week or two before I took the plunge and set up my own account. And a few days later, I had recorded my first audio. And then I thought about it for a couple of days. And then I took the chance and actually posted it. And I haven't stopped since, which leads me into the next question by Nia Neko. What has kept you here in the community? One thing is that I discovered that some people think the material that I record is great and obviously exciting to them. And that feedback has motivated me to continue. As for the community as a whole, I have actually made a few friends here, which was something I never really expected. But when you make friends, you tend to stick around. Because there are so many wonderful, beautiful, vulnerable people out there. And when you make content such as we do, you really show your vulnerability and you put yourself out there in ways that you don't do in many other arenas. And so you get close to people. I don't really talk to these people primarily or even much at all about sex directly. We're just friends, but we do get a more emotional connection right off the bat, I think, doing what we do. Nia Neko also has several other questions. The story behind my username. I was wondering what on earth I might call myself, and I finally landed on Horny Heart. Sexual intimacy is rather important to me in my life. It's something I need much the same way as I need to breathe or to eat or to sleep. To feel full and happy. And that sort of boils down into the word horny. Which sounds a bit flippant. But I decided to run with that. Heart is also a big part of me. I am rather emotional. I feel a lot. I feel a lot of love. Sometimes I feel a lot of pain. But I feel I'm not really good at hiding my emotions. Someone said to me that they're glad I show emotion because so many guys don't. I don't really have any choice. Can't hide my emotions. They're out there on the outside of my skin for anyone to see. So two big parts of my personality sort of boiled down into the username Horny Heart. What do you use to record? Most of the time I use a MacBook Air, the audio program Audacity. And actually an old conference call microphone that works pretty well. Then I import the recorded audio to my PC and I edit it using Adobe Audition, which I find a lot more practical for editing work than Audacity is. A recent discovery about myself. These are still Neoneko's questions. Well, the last audio I've posted as of today is my first M4M audio. I do believe in principle that people are probably never 100% only one thing. We all have different bits of pieces that make up our personality and our emotional life. Well, I felt sort of sad that there didn't seem to be a single bit of a rainbow in me. And then recently I've discovered that there may be at least a little slice of a rainbow after all. So, yeah, that was quite a discovery. I've made many over the past couple of years, and I'm sure there's more to come, and I'm excited about that. Final question from Neoneko. Most awkward compliment you received online or in real life? I don't remember. I've probably blocked it out. I have received a few compliments for my audios and stuff that made me blush, obviously. I'm not sure I can tell you which was the most awkward one. I'm sorry. If I do remember, I'll come back and tell you. Anonymous asks, would it be weird if I sent you a script suggestion? No, not really. Please do. If you see a script that you think it would be interesting to hear me doing, or one that you think would suit me somehow, please do go ahead and send them my way. Next anonymous user asks, do you have any kinks / turn-ons you'd be comfortable sharing with us? Yeah, that's another discovery I've made. I thought that my sexual turn-ons were actually pretty vanilla. I could sense that I had a little bit of a submissive side in me, but only to the extent that I really enjoyed when a woman took charge in bed. So the first slightly kinky audios I recorded, that's all, were mainly M-sub ones, because I felt that I could get into that mindset. I'd never really looked much in the direction of the BDSM world or very kinky stuff at all. I just really assumed that it wasn't for me. I didn't really judge anyone who liked it. I thought that whatever you like, that's perfectly fine. Whatever activities consenting adults might choose to do together or to each other is just great in my book. I just thought it wasn't for me. Then I started exploring myself, really, a little bit through recording these audios, and to my big surprise, I discovered that I had a lot more kink in me than I ever thought I did. I am generally a pretty mild-mannered person, but I have discovered that while playing the games of sexual relations, I'm probably open to a lot more than I thought I was. You know, the mere thought of tying someone up and spanking them, for example, was something that I thought was just a big no for me. Just a big turn off. Turns out that it's actually not so. Finally, there's a collection of questions from my friend, My Oral Fixation, who starts off with quite possibly the most difficult question of them all. If you could only listen to either Pink Floyd or the Beatles for the next year, or 6 months if that's too cruel, which would it be? Well, Fix, that is a very cruel question. I don't know if I could handle living 6 months of only listening to one artist. That said, Pink Floyd and the Beatles are obviously two of my top favourites, among with some others. Only because I've listened to the Beatles for longer, let's say Pink Floyd, there are probably still a few unexplored details of Pink Floyd's music as compared to the Beatles, whose music I know more or less like the back of my hand. That said, it would be very cruel to only have me listen to one of them for 6 months or a year. God. But, okay. If I had to choose, let's go with Pink Floyd. Have you had any experience acting pre-GWA? Or is it something you'd want to explore further when possible? No, I hadn't really had any experience acting. I've done a couple of skits at school long ago. But besides that, I didn't really have any experience acting. I've very much enjoyed the acting bit of recording audios. Whether I'm improvising something or I'm recording a script, I like to get into the act of a person who's not necessarily much like myself at all. So if I did get an opportunity to do a bit more amateur acting in other arenas, I think that could be quite fun. Are there particular tags or themes you've been wanting to explore in the audio realm but haven't yet for some reason? I think I've covered a lot by now, actually. I haven't recorded a lot of audios with a rape tag. That's mainly because, to me, consent is very, very important. And there are few things that are sexier than consent. And so, I haven't really felt too comfortable doing non-consensual scenery. That said, there's a big difference, obviously, between fantasy and reality. And although rape in real life is a horrible and extremely harmful thing, fantasizing about being raped and playing out consensual non-consent is sort of different. So I've been thinking about how I might possibly explore that a little bit without stepping over my own boundaries. Maybe something I'll look into. So we'll see. We'll see what the future brings. The last question from Fix, and indeed for this whole AMA, is what's a particular favourite song you either love to play or want to learn sometime? Now, obviously I don't play a lot. I'm not too good on instruments. I can find my way around the bass and sometimes a ukulele. But for the most part, I sing. I wish I could sing and play Beatles songs properly, but I'm very wary of covers of Beatles songs in general, because they're almost never as good as the original. So I usually steer clear of them as well, because I don't want to mess with the Beatles. Too important to me. Pink Floyd, on the other hand, they're sort of less sacred to me, and I've sung quite a few Pink Floyd songs for myself and to post on backstage, and that's been remarkably fun. I even think I've managed to sing a lot of the songs rather well, or at least not too badly. And one of the most enjoyable ones to do was Pigs, three different ones off the Animals album. To just belt out those angry, aggressive lyrics. That was great fun. Not Now, John was another one. If there's one song I wish I could sing and play really well, I think I'd pick George Harrison's Something from the Beatles' Abbey Road album. I haven't tried singing it except singing along to the record, but I'd wish to, and I'd really like to play Paul McCartney's bass lines from that song. I think that Paul McCartney is really an underrated bass player. Obviously, many people think that he's a great bass player, but he's most known as a singer and, of course, from the Beatles. But his bass playing is absolutely unique. Those imaginative bass melodies he plays that are not, you know, traditional rhythmic bass, but a lot more than that. They're just wonderful. I've always been a great fan of good bass, and Paul McCartney's in a class of his own. So, I guess that's it. I made it through. Yay! And so did you, hopefully. If you listened to the whole thing, thank you so much for your attention. I hope I didn't bore you too much. I hope at least something I said was somewhat interesting in some little way. Thank you very much for spending this time with me. And if you're wondering when my next audio is going to come, hopefully soon. We'll see. I'll see you around. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye.